Welcome to the revolution.
Loving it, by the way.
All right, let's go. And 3, 2, 1.
A show in which all others will be judged.
Well, it sounds like this.
I'm listening. They're just better, and they know it, too.
Imitated, but never duplicated.
No.
This might be super emotionally scarring for me.
Live from America's heartland, the revolution with Jim and Trav is on the air. Presented by Outdoor Channel, Sportsman Channel, World Fishing Network, and My Outdoor TV.
Hey guys, I'm Jeff Danker with Buck Ventures, and I gotta tell you, if you want energy, if you want some fun, if you want some guys to listen to, talk to, you need to make sure and listen to Jim and Trav. By the way, I am their dad, and you're listening to The Revolution.
We're westbound and down, loading up with gear and hunting.
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
Can I have a Dr. Pepper and a Diablo sandwich?
You know,
we ain't got time for that stuff.
I actually looked that up. You know what that is?
What's that?
It's a fancy sloppy Joe. That's what a Diablo I didn't know that. I
was, Diablo sandwich?
For so many years, I didn't know what a Diablo sandwich was. Yeah. And so I finally looked it up. Nice plug, though. I'm Jeff Danker being our daddy. Make sure, though, you do watch, because, you know,
we got Deer Week coming up.
Deer Week is coming up September 13th through the 19th on Sportsman Channel and Outdoor Channel, hosted by Jeff Danker. Also, Cody Johnson.
Cody Johnson.
Love his music. All right, so we are talking what, Jimbo, this week?
We're talking cats, bulls, and bucks.
Yeah, going to be joined in just a second by a cat daddy to talk cat fishing. What do you know? Cat Daddy's going to talk elk hunting is what he's going to do. No, he's going to join
Rhode
us.
Island.
Yeah, he's going to join us in just a second. We're also going to do a two-parter. We haven't had the guy in like 4 or 5 years. Freddie Hartice from the Maverick.
What a great guy.
Yeah, Sportsman Channel, Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And then we're also going to do a doubleheader with
Laramie Sasquatch Miller.
Yeah, Jimbo has such an easy time saying Sasquatch. Last of a Breed, that's Sportsman Channel, Sundays, 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. But let's get to
Cat Daddy.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings.
Your attention, please.
Now here's Cat Daddy, Tuna Tub Captain, and Head Honcho at Cat Daddy's Catfishing Adventures.
I'll never go fishing again. This is the end, my friend.
Brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. Here are the boys.
Yes, we're just now being joined by Cat Daddy, the Kansas Catman, the slayer, the purveyor of all things whiskers. Mr. Cat Daddy, how's it going, buddy?
Well, I tell you what, boys, it's going daggone good. You know, we've been fishing flatheads down on the river for the last week or two, and when all that high water came, boy, we put it on some big old flatheads now. I'm talking about 80, 85, 86 pounds, just regular river hogs, boy. I mean, nice fish, you know, and we took nice pictures and let them go. Well, 3 or 4 days after that, you know, they stopped all the water coming out of all the lakes of Clinton, Tuttle Creek, Melbourne, and all them places. And, man, the river just looked like the great catfish god pulled the plug, and it just went down to nothing. And we got 3-foot sandbars sticking up out of the water everywhere you look.
Oh, holy cow, really?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you know, the holes are still up there. We got 40, 50-foot holes up the river. But, man, it's you know, you got to walk to get to them. You can't take your boat.
Now, what did that do to the fishing, though? That much, I mean, that's a lot of water to drop.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it slowed the fishing down a little because you can't get to them. You know, I can anyway. If you had a little old 10-foot flat-bottom boat, you possibly could if you got out and have to push it halfway there. But I ain't getting out of my boat for nobody.
You also have to be careful.
When you swim like a rock, you got to be prepared.
Yeah, but the water dropping like that as well, it will uncover a lot of stuff. I mean, stumps, logs, or that.
You got Studebakers. You know, there was stuff out there. I thought I knew where it was at, and this new stuff poking up everywhere you look. But, you know, to get back to the flathead, it's on pretty good down there on the river, you know. The big ones was last week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, and now we're catching smaller flatheads anywhere from 6 to 12 pounds.
Oh, that's decent.
Hey, that's a good table fare.
Yeah.
And it's good action, because I tell you, we was catching them on cut bait, some old bluegill and stuff like that, some black perch we had that floated up and died in our tank we had, so we just started cutting them up and putting them out there in the current next to some brush, and Man, it didn't take long because they was whacking them like freight trains, boy. Let me tell you, hitting them hard.
Now, live bait reigns supreme. The presentation, the action, everything. But is it good occasionally to switch things up to doing cut bait? I mean, this is dead bait, like you said, but it is fresh dead bait. Is it good every once in a while to switch tactics to kind of keep them fresh so when you go back to live bait, they react really well to it?
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, you should always have a smorgasbord of bait, you know, and try it all, because whatever works the best, you're going to have to find out. And once you do, boy, you can get right on the point, you know, of catching them fish steady all the time.
I know you talk a lot about the beanhole this time of the year, but the fact of the matter is, if you set it up, the beanhole, with punch bait, you know, after you put the beans out, would it be smart for you to set up a couple of poles with some cut bait?
Well, I tell you, you know, turtles have a good time with that cut bait.
I never thought about
it. I hate to be called turtle daddy.
You don't want to be the turtle man.
That's for sure. Big man's bad enough, but turtle daddy, no, I can't handle that.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. I never really thought about that. I mean, there's a lot of other predators, if you will, that could take your bait.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm talking gar, and they, you know, they love that. When you get a gar bite hit, you know, your bait is automatically cut in half. That just, it's like a buzzsaw hits it.
You know, when you catch a 10-pounder, Mr. Cat Daddy, and that's a decent-sized catfish. Of course, it's nothing compared to, like, those 86-pounders and that great 100-pounder that got away a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
But a 10-pounder, how much meat will you get from that?
Well, you know, you clean it all up nice and slick, where you almost got the bones shining when you're done, and you get all the meat out of the head of the fish and the cheek, and, you know, the belly meat and everything. Out of a 10-pound fish, you probably get 3.5-4 pounds of meat.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, those flatheads, you talk about a good table fare. Now, these boys I took out, they was from Paola, Kansas, I think it was, and, man, they had a heck of a good time. But, you know, just yesterday they sent me back some pictures, and I ain't never heard of this was flathead tacos.
No way, really?
Sounds
good.
Oh,
man, they had that baby stacked with flathead meat and some type of sriracha mixed with mayo and jalapeno pepper. Man, my mouth was just watering, boy. I told you boys got to quit sending me stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, Cat Teddy, if we want to book a trip with you, man, get out there this summer before it's too late and experience river fishing, limb lines, bank pulls, go out on
Beano,
the lake, whatever it is, the Kansas Catman. If we want to get out, where can we find you online?
Well, you just tell them, bring it on, Long John, at www.catdaddyguideservices.com.
You bet. And if you'd like to write old Cat Daddy and send him a photograph of your latest and greatest, maybe one of Miss Money or Melania Trump, they all look alike, send it to catdaddy_1@msn.com.
Bingo flamingo. And this has been brought to you by High Mount Seasonings. Visit them online to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. Jimbo, who we got coming up next?
Freddie Hartize. The Maverick.
He's the Maverick. He's the Hollywood Hunter. He is Fretty and the Hartices. That's a band. All right, so Freddy Hartice is coming up next.
We're going to do the Freddy.
Yeah, Mr. Cat Daddy, we love you, buddy.
Hey, the Revolution, boys. No one has it but you.
Why did the pig cross the road? He got bored. You're listening to The Revolution with Jim and Trev.
They see a pig game. They know that we're for real. You smell that cooking? Miss Piggy's a meal. We love bacon, grits, and ham.
The pigs are squealing.
Oh, yeah. Sam, I am.
Yes, son.